During a visit to Savannah last year, Vice President Joe Biden said the Savannah port deepening would happen, quote, come hell or high water. And last week, Republican U.S. Senator Johnny Isaacson told the state Senate approval was nearly complete. But in his budget proposal released Tuesday, Obama included only about $1 million for further study of the project. Isaacson called the president's decision mystifying, partly because he says Georgia consulted with the administration's Office of Management and Budget on the issue.
Every I has been dotted, every T has been crossed. We even worked with OMB to get the right language in the appropriations bill that we passed about a month ago so they'd have the authorization to move the money to construction. I just don't have an answer. We're trying to get to the bottom of it now.
The project's estimated cost is $650 million, and the state hopes the federal government will cover nearly three-fourths of that price tag. GOP leadership has already declared the president's budget dead on arrival. Republican U.S. Representative Jack Kingston is from Savannah. He says Congress can't add port funding to the proposal because the House has banned legislative earmarks.
This was the vehicle to get it in Congress.
Kingston, who's vying for the state's open Senate seat, says there's a small chance the president could amend his budget to include more port funding. There's hope port funding could also be included in the Water Resources Development Act. That bill is currently in a congressional conference committee. But even with that option, Kingston still wonders why funding wasn't in the president's budget proposal.
The idea behind it is that the president is playing politics. He has not supported the other bill. This was his opportunity to make good on a campaign promise.
Kingston says the Water Resources Development Act could remedy the funding issue, but is a month or two away from potential passage. Michelle Aloy, WABE News.